Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards lead the field in cash on hand heading into the special election in Texas's 18th Congressional District. News 88.7's Andrew Schneider says former congressional staffer Isaiah Martin made a surprising third place showing in the latest campaign finance reports.
The mid-October filings with the Federal Election Commission show Menefee having raised more than $1.5 million, with Edwards having raised more than $1.2 million, and Martin having raised just over a million.
It's really notable this early in to see multiple candidates having raised over $1 million.
Joshua Blank is research director of the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas in Austin.
Oftentimes, donors coalesce behind the candidate that they see as being the strongest. And what's clear from these early fundraising numbers is that no candidate has won the money race, as it's sometimes called.
State Representative Jolanda Jones placed a distant fourth, having raised less than $350,000. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
As the government shutdown continues, political scientists say the impacts are spreading locally. The Houston Food Bank is distributing meals to impacted federal workers beginning today. Geronimo Cortina is a political science professor at the University of Houston. He told Houston Matters that Republicans want a temporary spending plan in place before negotiations on health care can happen.
Whereas Democrats are hoping that the Trump administration sees this as sort of such a consequential impact that it decides to approve the medical subsidies for Affordable Care Act health plans. But right now, this is where we're starting to see actually the consequences spread to a much larger share of the population.
Travel is also suffering from the shutdown. Ground stops are occurring more regularly at both of Houston's airports. University of Houston police are investigating an armed robbery that occurred at the Student Center yesterday that prompted a campus security alert to be sent out. The suspect allegedly robbed the Texas DuPont Employees Credit Union at the Student Center South. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.